Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, twice on Radio MD every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. each week. We discuss the most important issues for you to take control of your and your family's health. Plus top guests, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30 today. Who are our guests today? Well, it is vitamin N. What is vitamin N and why is it so important? We'll talk about that at 3:30 and 5:30. And Lisa D'Amore, PhD, author of the New York Times bestseller, Untangled, Guiding Teenage Girls Through the 7 Transitions into Adulthood. She's on at 4:30 and 6:30 today. Should be a wonderful show. In addition, Gary Ginsberg at 4:17 and 6:17. Gary is my favorite part of the show. What's toxic, what's not? And there's some great issues. Why are we finding so many pharmaceuticals in our fish? And is it a hazard to you? And what can you do to avoid it? That's just one of the top stories from Gary Ginsberg. He's also going to talk to us about the Zika. There's a Zika mosquito map. 26 states are at risk. Where should you not go this summer? That's a key thing. And where should you not go in your winter vacation if you're starting to plan that? I know if you do plan it during the summer. We also have some wonderful other stories this week, which we'll go through. So, what have we learned about pictures versus warnings on cigarette labels? Well, it turns out the FDA was banned from putting the pictures that are used in Australia on the cigarette labels, which showed, in fact, people's esophagus or trachea or lung cancer or other things that were the consequence of cigarette smoking. And in fact, they had to have very small print labels. That is, cancer is a possible, cigarettes or tobacco is a possible cancer-causing agent. Well, now they can have much bigger print, and the FDA has allowed them that, and it's approved so that there will be much bigger print, but still no pictures. Why are pictures so key? Because they get emotion into it. Our brains respond much quicker to emotional items and thus ingrain them in our patterns of behavior, and pictures give you a much more emotional feel than do words. So that's why pictures are so effective. And in fact, in this small study that was done looking at pictures versus bigger labels on cigarette packs, it turns out the group that got the picture exposure had more than twice the quit rate at 7 months as those that just got the label. So, important thing, when you're going to change behavior, use emotion, and the key emotion seems like you can get it from pictures. We're also going to talk about a stomach pump. This is a crazy thing, and the American obesity epidemic hits a new high and changes the demographics. My producer, Donna Gould, sent me this and said, we really ought to cover this because it's such an important topic. That is the change in demographics from obesity. What do we mean by that? Who and what we mean by that is solely who gets obese. And the interesting story is that the new data published this week shows that women have broken away from men. Women are becoming fatter faster. And in fact, a staggering percentage of 40% of women now meet the criteria for being obese. That means their body mass index is 30 or higher, or for a 5'9" woman, she would weigh more than 203 pounds. The numbers are much greater than they were for women. For men, they're about the same. So for men, current smokers were more likely to be obese than in the process of just 5 years ago. For all U.S. children, the prevalence of obesity is 17%, and there's a positive shift in the very youngest Americans, perhaps signaling that efforts such as First Lady Michelle Obama's campaign in the 2 to 5 year old, but when you look at teenagers, it's just as great now as it was 5 years ago, about 17%. And it has increased the closer the infant gets, or the closer the child gets to age 19. So there's a real problem there. The other items that we should talk about is in some zip codes, 1 in 7 children suffer from dangerously high blood levels. What are the zip codes? They're the old cities like Syracuse and Buffalo and Erie. And yes, Cleveland is one of those older cities in this, if you will, lead level problem. The interesting thing in it is, though, that Minnesota had the highest overall rate among young children with 10.3%, Pennsylvania 7.8%, Kentucky 7.1%, Ohio 7%, and Gary Ginsburg's own Connecticut. Gary, what's going on in Connecticut? It's up at 6.7%. And so we got to ask him about his old state, his own state. The bad boy nonstick chemicals are gone, but what about the new version of nonstick? Should you replace your cooking pots and pans that where you want no stick with the new version? Gary's going to talk to us about that. And Congress trying to stop the Obama administration advance on ozone, what you should know about that. And does it play to the increased weather volatility we've been having? We're going to talk to Gary about that. He has some strong words about that. Again, at the bottom of this hour, we have, and I don't know how to pronounce his name correctly, but he's the person who talked about nature deficit disorder, and we'll get how to pronounce his name as well at the bottom of the hour, but it is vitamin N. Why it's so important? What does he mean by vitamin N? Well, you know what he means. It's nature deficit disorder and why it is so important. And the fact that we will be able to talk to him about 500 ways for you to get more nature in your life. I think it's Richard Louv, L-O-U-V, vitamin N, the essential guide to a nature-rich life at the bottom of this hour. In the second hour, at the bottom of that hour, you know, it's 17 after my favorite, Gary Ginsburg, what's toxic, what's not. But at the bottom of the second hour is a special second guest talking about the Untangled, guiding teenage girls through the 7 transitions into adulthood. I can't believe how tough it must be for girls, especially in this era of social media. Because it was tough enough when we raised our daughter without social media. I think it must be very tough for parents now. But Lisa Damore, the New York Times bestselling author, Untangled, she also writes columns regularly for the New York Times, lives in Cleveland, so we're privileged to have her on at the bottom of the hour. The quick story I can get to is... does coffee prevent or cause cancer? Well, I may not be able to get to it really quickly, but it was hot water or hot association of fluid that is supposed to burn your esophagus. So whenever you get an injury, you have rapid duplication of cells. In that rapid duplication, you even bring in your stem cells. But some of that rapid duplication, whenever you rapidly duplicate cells, there can be more errors. And your immune system may not get in there because there's been an injury, and so it's protected a little bit. And that's the problem with hot fluid. Coffee, though, decreases 9 cancers. When we come back, we'll talk about that and a lot of other important stories on You, the Owner Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Are you being fooled by the numbers game when it comes to probiotics? Are you being taken in by probiotic marketers? Those that don't even manufacture the probiotics they're selling to you? Brands that are overstuffed with excessive billions of probiotic strains, attempting to compensate for the hoax that probiotics don't need to be refrigerated? Well, if you're not using Natron probiotics, then sadly, the answer is yes, you are. Natron is the only true probiotic manufacturer that cultivates its own probiotic strains and handles every phase of creating the product themselves right here in the U.S. That's why at Natron, we don't just sell probiotics, we sell results. Last question. Are you taking the very best probiotic for your needs? To help you find the answers, Natron is offering a free, no-obligation probiotic consultation. Sign up free today at Natron.com. That's N-A-T-R-E-N.com. Just click on the free consultation icon at the homepage and schedule a time that's most convenient for you. Others promise? Natron delivers. Visit Natron.com today. And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that lets you take control of your health and your family's health so you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. And we have a series of questions. I'm going to get to them right after I finish talking about the item we started right before the break. By the way, we appreciate the advertisers, and one of the nice things about most of the advertisers for this show, maybe all of them, is that they really represent health. That is, they talk to us about healthy items, and they are healthy items. And, you know, I always wanted to have a show where I could control the advertising so that we only had advertisers that actually promoted health. We have almost that totally on the show, so I feel really good about that, even though I don't control the whether the advertiser can be on the show or not. But one of the neat, nice things, so you heard about even hotels and their wellness facilities. That's such a wonderful thing that you can always go, wherever you go, work out. So when I travel, I literally tell whoever is my guest when I'm traveling that I need an hour to work out every, and you know, when you talk about the showering, et cetera, I need an hour and a half free every day, even when I'm going on a consulting arrangement and speaking at another institution, etc. I take an hour and a half. Any case, the point is I feel very good about that. Let's go back and talk about the coffee item, though. So coffee, 88% of Americans are fast metabolizers. How do you tell if you're one of the 12% that isn't? You get either headaches or heart abnormality of beats or anxiety or gastric upset from coffee after just one 12-ounce cup over a one-hour period. If you don't get that, you're probably a fast metabolizer. Fast metabolizers get only the benefits, which is a decrease in 9 cancers of between 20 and 40%. That's from 6 cups a day. A decrease in Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease of between 20 and 40%, again from the 6 cups a day. Those are 8-ounce cups. And a decrease in diabetic type 2 risk of about 23%. We've got enough studies so we can say it's someplace between 20 and 25% from 6 cups a day, because it decreases insulin resistance. So coffee is a benefit if you're a fast metabolizer, but there are two caveats. One, it has to be filtered through some form of paper. The protein in paper, the whatever that is in paper, the fiber in paper, and it's virtually any paper. You can use paper towels, the paper you read through, etc. You don't want it to be, obviously, leach out the print, but anything else, you clear paper, it in fact filters out two chemicals which otherwise are hazardous. So you want it to be filtered through paper. The second thing is you don't want it too hot. You want it under 150 degrees Fahrenheit, under 65 degrees centigrade. Why? Because greater than that, you stimulate burns. And burns in your esophagus, you will send in cells to replace those cells that are burned. Assuming you have normal blood supply, you haven't had such a high degree of burn that you knocked out your blood supply. Assuming you have your blood supply, it is that burn, you will treat it with new cells, but those new cells, some of them get errors in them, and if you don't root those errors out, it increases cancer rates. So that's why not too hot fluids, it's the heat of the fluid, not the coffee. Coffee itself, remember, as we said, as long as it's through filter, you decrease 9 cancers, you decrease Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease by over 40%, and you decrease type 2 diabetes by 20 to 25%. So I now have to answer two questions that are just wonderful questions sent in by listeners. You can always send us a question at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com, as well as you can ask us to do the weekly newsletter. Sometime around program time, we send you the newsletter that contains all the information about the stories in the news that week, summaries of them, so you can read them fast, as well as the show outline, what's going on in the show at what time. But in any case, this is sent in by Ralph, and since Ralph didn't say whether I could or couldn't use his last name, I won't. But Ralph said, in a wonderful question, why is the saturated fat in cocoa oil bad, but cocoa is good? And that's a really excellent question. So the fat in cocoa is a unique fat. It is a saturated fat. But in the first pass, the first time it gets to your liver, assuming you've got a normal liver, it gets changed into an unsaturated fat. It's the only saturated fat we know that does that. But it's the rest of the things in cocoa, what we call the flavonoids, that are good for you. In other words, that fat is relatively neutral. It isn't bad or good, like other saturated fats. On the other hand, the saturated fat in coconut oil does not get transformed, and it causes a breakdown in the blood-brain barrier to inflammatory mediators, meaning it, at least in animal models and in every animal model tested, it increases your risk of dementia. Now, that's a strong statement, but that's how we used to cause accelerated dementia in animal models back in the 70s. So the marketing, if you do a Google search on coconut oil and dementia, you've got to exclude all the articles in the recent era. They're done by marketers. But if you get to the Google Scholar or you get to the articles in the 70s and 80s, you'll see that coconut oil was one, coconut palm oil, but especially coconut oil, was the oil that stimulated the production or accelerated the production of brain dysfunction in animal models. So, Ralph, I hope that answers your question. Thank you very much for it. It's an excellent question. Now, the other question was, what do they mean by a population health dividend? You used that phrase on the show a couple weeks ago, and I have seen it written about in newspaper articles since. And this is a woman named Mary, and she said, what do you mean by that? Can you explain? And the answer is yes. So, and I'll try and do it. So, population health dividend is the dividend, the decrease in medical costs from you staying well. Right now, medical costs are rising at a reasonably fast rate, an unreasonably fast rate, I guess, but it is because, not because of any increase in payment to hospitals, although the hospitals are charging about 3% more this year when I look at it, or pharmaceuticals, and the pharmaceutical companies are charging about 16% more on average this year, huge, but it's because we have an aging population. And as you get older, just managing the same diseases costs a little more. Plus, we have more people being covered because of Obamacare. That is, 17% of the people who weren't covered are now covered. There still are some uncovered. I think it's about 10%, but a lot more are covered. That raises the cost of medical care. But in fact, that's only about 2% of our federal budget by 2030 will go up. And most of us would say, well, 2%, believe it or not, 2% is $340 billion. That's a lot of money, but it isn't something that would break us. But what will break us is the new influx of chronic disease, and that influx of chronic disease would represent about 7% of GDP, or about, this is huge, 7 times 170, or more than $1 trillion in today's dollars by 2030. That's what we have to stop, and the dividend is from stopping that. We save premiums. We'll be right back with our first guest, vitamin N, why it's so important. Dr. Love, we'll be right back on how you can take advantage of nature.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order the Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's the Eye Care Revolution.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
You listen when your body says, "I'm tired," or "I'm hungry." Are you listening? Would you listen if your body said, "I have pain and pressure in my abdomen. I feel bloated for no good reason." Or, "I get too full too fast. I'm spotting, but I've already gone through menopause." Or, "I have to go to the bathroom more often and more urgently than usual." These can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, uterine, vaginal, and vulvar cancers. Symptoms aren't the same for everyone. If your body says something may be wrong, please listen, learn the symptoms, and get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, M.D.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike, our guest, wonderful guest this hour, it's Richard Louv, who has, in fact, in his first book, the New York Times bestseller, Last Child in the Woods, journalist Richard Louv introduced the world to something he didn't title, but others did, nature deficit disorder. The concept that a lack of nature in a child's life is directly tied to many of the health and behavioral issues witnessed more and more frequently in today's generation. That influenced the national policy, and this book, Vitamin N, 500 Ways to Enrich the Health and Happiness of Your Family and Community, and Combat Nature Deficit Disorder by Richard Louv, L-O-U-V. So L-O-U-V is how you look on Amazon for the book, or Vitamin N, ForNature.com is another way to look for it, is a book that goes through a ton of wonderful ideas that you can use. And one of them I love, paint with mud, since we all love to get muddy when we were kids. Richard, how did you come up with the 500 ideas?
Well, first, the first book, I've written three books on this issue, which I named Nature Deficit Disorder, which is not a known medical diagnosis. Maybe it should be, but it's not yet. It is, though, a way to talk about this disconnect from nature that we've seen in our kids, and we really didn't have much of a language to talk about it. And I started picking this up as a journalist in interviews years ago. Parents were really uncomfortable about this. Some kind of profound change was happening. They couldn't really encourage their kids to go outdoors anymore. They weren't sure they wanted their kids to go outdoors anymore because of fear, because of lots of issues. So that was in Last Child in the Woods, the first book. The second book was The Nature Principle. That's more about adults and nature deficit disorder. All of us are affected by this disconnect from nature that is like nothing we've seen in human history or prehistory in terms of our connection to the natural world. Vitamin N is a follow-up book to those other two books, and it includes 500 practical things that families and communities can do to connect kids and adults to the natural world. And for the last few years, since Last Child came out, there's been a movement that has emerged around the country, but now in other countries. I just got back from Brazil, where they're launching a national campaign there. And people have been sending me these ideas, these things that they do to connect their own kids, to connect themselves, and also importantly, to connect their whole communities to the natural world. So this is a collection of what people have sent me, but it's also a collection of what other people have written. Other great books are out there on this, and I've pick some of the best ideas from those.
Now, it turns out someone just heard your reference to Brazil and has written us an email about that. And she has said, to Mary, and she has said, what about Zika in Brazil? And what about the dirty water in Brazil? In other words, when you look at Brazil, shouldn't we be afraid?
It's a good point, and I was certainly curious about that when I went to Brazil. I just got back 2 days ago, and their answer is that there are a lot of dangers outdoors, and Zika is kind of the latest. And would they tell people the kind of the same, some of the same things that are told to kids and parents in the U.S. when it comes to West Nile virus or the disease that you can pick up from ticks, Lyme disease, which is disease. You prepare kids, you put their, you don't expose their skin a lot, you use a lot of DEET, you put their pant legs in their socks, and you check really carefully for ticks and when they get home. Now Zika has its own particular problems. But we have to think carefully about our fear of nature itself and our fear of strangers. We need to begin to think in terms of comparative risk. Not saying there's no risk in nature or outside the front door, but there's a huge risk, as you know, Doctor, a huge risk of raising a generation under protective house arrest in terms of child obesity. It's not just nutrition that causes child obesity, it's lack of movement. And many physicians, many pediatricians in particular, are worried that our generation of American kids may be the first to have a shorter life expectancy than their own parents. And that's primarily because of child obesity and some of these other morbidities that have a lot to do with the epidemic of people not moving much. We now know, for instance, that this is recent research that has been published, that people who sit too much during the day, even if they're not overweight, if they sit hours and hours, day after day, say at a desk at a school, sitting now is seen by many as the new smoking because some of the same.
Yeah, but it's a much lower. Let's go back to nature because it's a much less problematic area. So, for example, if you even standing versus sitting, or sitting is about a 1 year effect in your aging as opposed to 10 years from smoking. So, by the way, anyone who wants to send us questions, please feel free at udocs@gmail.com. So what you're saying, though, on nature is we can take precautions that really reduce the risk, such as we take with ticks when we go out. Is there one of the things that is often advocated in young children is going to a zoo? Does a zoo constitute going out to nature, or is that too controlled an environment?
Well, zoos are becoming better at this, and they're moving away from not only how they shelter the animals at the zoo, but how they talk to people at the zoo. They're becoming aware that scaring people to death about climate change, you know, other people do that. But what zoos can do is really connect people to a sense of connection to nature. The Children in Nature Network is the nonprofit that grew out of Last Child in the Woods, the first book. And we have a partnership with the American Zoo Association to begin to spread the idea of family nature clubs. What these are multiple families that band together. And, for instance, in San Diego, there's a family nature club with over 1,500 families. And that's a pool of families that, if you belong, you can dip into that pool and say, I'm going to show up at the park on Saturday and take my kids for a hike. Any other families want to join me? And when that happens, there's perceived safety in numbers, so it deals somewhat with the fear of strangers issue. But it's more likely that you'll go out and do that. So zoos are promoting that idea. The Canadian Wildlife Federation is promoting that idea, and we're seeing that spread all over the country, and not only because we're spreading it, but because it's contagious. I mean, families see other families doing that, and they want that too. So you can download a free toolkit from the Children in Nature Network, which is childreninnature.org, and start your own. You don't have to wait.
And there is you have great tips here, if you will, on a whole bunch of things. But for example, and I think the key is what you do in this book. There are numerous ideas of making it fun. So it is, this isn't just going out for a walk and saying, I'm going to walk and talk with my child as we go, which is also a great thing, but is a great way of you have a ton of ideas of making it fun. So and the idea on meeting friends is a wonderful one that you include on, I think it's around page 15 of the book. It was early on because I remember reading it way before, and because it's part of our buddy system. You can get in on the conversation by calling us, or it's 1-844-305-7800, 844-305-7800, or udocs, udocs@gmail.com. We'll be right back with Richard Louvre, L-O-U-V, Vitamin N, 500 Ways to Enrich the Health and Happiness of Your Family and Community. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and Talkin' Pets, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders.
Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health,
because every system in your body depends on water.
People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app.
Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking with Richard Louve, L-O-U-V, author of Vitamin N, 500 Ways to Enrich the Health and Happiness of Your Family and Community and Combat the disease he named, which isn't an official disease, but is being used more that way, nature deficit disorder. He's the author of the New York Times bestseller, Last Child in the Woods, Saving Our Children from Nature Deficit Disorder. One of the things that we got emailed was from someone named Rachel, who lives in Chicago, and she said, how do we do this in bad weather? And you actually have a section in the book on Be a Weather Warrior. Richard, so tell us about this. And I should use your name, Richard Louve, L-O-U-V. And by the way, the website you can go to for more information is vitamin N, as in nature.com. Vitamin N. To the letter N, as in nature.com. Is that right,
actually,
Richard?
Actually, it's vitamin N. fornature.com.
Vitamin N, for F-O-R, not the number four, nature.com.
Yep.
Okay, so tell us about being a weather warrior. She's talking about a Chicago winter and how cold and windy it was, and says, how does one enjoy being a nature a nature advocate in a Chicago winter?
Well, first, there's an old saying that says there's no such thing as bad weather, just wrong clothes. And, of course, there is such a thing as bad weather. I mean, think about Hurricane Sandy. There is also great benefit in going outside more, even in what we consider bad weather. The schools in Scandinavia for decades have had what they call all-weather schools, which is the kids go out sometime during the day, every day, no matter what kind of weather it is. And it turns out those kids have fewer colds and less flu. So in Vitamin N, there's a section called Be a Weather Warrior, and it has lots of activities that can be done in cold, wet, or snowy weather. Also, for very hot weather, there's specific activities listed. There's also safety tips for both very hot weather and very cold weather, because there is risk in terms of exposure. But I also have a part in that section called the Indoor Expedition for when you can't go outside. One example of that is a friend of mine who's the head of a conservation group in the East, has a son who has some developmental issues that disallows his son from going outdoors much, even though his son really loves nature. So I spent a little time with them at their house, and on the way back, I stopped at the airport at a bookstore, and I saw a book called The Cloud Spotter's Textbook and sent it to them. And so it turns out clouds are very complex. You can just as some people go birding, some people go clouding. So his son now sits at his window in his bedroom, and he spots clouds and names them and learns about them, and he does the same thing with birds. So even when we're indoors, no matter what kind of weather, kids can have some kind of nature experience.
So, Rachel, if you go to this section of the book, The Indoor Expedition, when you can't go outside, there's a wonderful, wonderful section. I think there are probably 10 things here. Set up a world watching window, keep an indoor-outdoor illustrated journal, create a cold weather sculpture of nature, start a windowsill garden, grow a radish inside a balloon is one of them. So there, and it talks about you put in a few radish seeds and then a cup of quart of water and half a cup of dirt, etc. So they're really specific things you can do, whether you're a kid at heart like myself or a real kid, that are wonderful. Build a host plant tree house, create a tabletop biosphere, make a worm terrarium, set up an aquarium, raise a butterfly indoors. So they're wonderful things to do both indoors and outdoors in this book, and they're really specific things that Richard Louv and has created in this book. So you should really feel wonderful thing. Sonar, just to warn you, Sonar, are you there?
Yes.
One of our listeners has emailed me and said, I've lost you on RadioMD.com. He said, it appears you've gone off the air, just for you to check it.
I'll take a look.
Okay, and Sonar is our engineer, Richard. I apologize. But I get all kinds of messages from listeners during the show, and so that was one of them. I must tell you that one of the areas I really liked, because of the characteristic of me of getting dirty, was wear nature on your sleeve, create art with found nature, and make your own paint. Tell us about wear nature on your sleeve.
There are all kinds of ways to actually to decorate, have your kid decorate his or her clothes with leaves. Most of this, you know, this is in a section about art, personal art, art outside, creating art out of found objects. There's also a section about games from around the world and through history, and it's amazing how many inventive ways that human beings have come up with to experience nature. It's not just going on a hike. It's not just fishing or hunting or the traditional things that we hear of. And that's one of the things I learned doing the book, is that this is so varied. There's so many things that that we can do. One important thing here, too, is to recognize that this isn't, while this is about recreation and having fun, it's about some deeper things. It's about, although that's certainly deep, having fun and recreation, but it's also about cognitive functioning, ability to think and create. The body of literature, body of scientific evidence, most of it correlative, but some of it now beginning to be very longitudinal. Finally, we're studying this. Has shown that, you know, kids who play outdoors, adults who spend more time outdoors, cognitive functioning improves. Test scores in schools that are greener, that have more nature in them, go up. We now know that from some quite recent studies on say, 950 schools in Massachusetts that's been found. But also physical health. I mean, we have all of these things that pediatricians in particular are seeing, depression in young children that they've never seen before, attention deficit disorder in rates that they've never seen before. Some of that is because of better diagnostics, but it's also questionable. Some pediatricians worry about the number of kids that are being prescribed Ritalin. I'm not a radical in Ritalin. Some kids need medication. But ongoing studies at the University of Illinois show just a little bit of contact with nature, and those symptoms are reduced in many children as young as 5 years old. So we have to ask what kind of environment we're creating for our kids.
The book is Vitamin N, 500 Ways to Enrich the Health and Happiness of Your Family, from Richard Louv, L-O-U-V, Combat Nature Deficit.
It's Erica Spiegelman, host of Rewired Radio on Radio MD. My book, Rewired, provides a holistic, personalized treatment plan for addiction and an effective wellness plan for anyone who wants to make positive changes and end self-damaging behavior. In Rewired, we'll navigate addiction and all of life's challenges. Discover why Rewired gets 5-star reviews and has been called a breakthrough approach to addiction recovery and wellness. Order your copy of Rewired by me, Erica Spiegelman, at Amazon.com.
Patients can get serious infections while receiving medical treatment in a healthcare facility. These healthcare-associated infections, or HAIs, are often caused by antibiotic-resistant germs, which can lead to sepsis or death. Significant progress has been made in preventing HAIs, but more work is needed. Clinicians are key to preventing antibiotic-resistant infections, which can be difficult or even impossible to treat. Protect every patient every time by following a combination of infection control efforts and improving antibiotic use. Healthcare providers need to follow infection prevention recommendations for surgery and placement of a catheter, and always take steps, including regular hand hygiene, to prevent the spread of bacteria. Improved antibiotic use will also help prevent the emergence of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength, from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including custom